Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Whoever puts their hand on the Bible on January 20th every 4 years is the winner.
On Sunday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis rejected former President Donald Trump's claim that he won the 2020 presidential election. During the NBC News interview, DeSantis did highlight the ways in which the previous election wasn't perfect, including what he called the extensive availability of mail-in ballots. Trump's lawyer, John Lauro, told ABC News he will welcome testimony from former Vice President and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Mike Pence in the federal case investigating Trump for his alleged involvement on January 6th.
Mike Pence will be one of our best witnesses at trial. I read his book very carefully. And if he testifies consistent with his book, then President Trump will be acquitted.
But during an interview with CBS's Face the Nation, Pence said he has no plans to testify, but said he will obey the law if needed. Trump is facing 78 felony charges across three criminal cases. President Joe Biden is set to make his appearance in three western states this week. He'll start in Arizona to speak about this administration's conservation and climate resilience policies. The White House hasn't released specifics about what Biden will discuss, but some speculate it could be related to efforts of designating a new national monument adjacent to Grand Canyon National Park. Sandy Barr with the Sierra Club Grand Canyon chapter says if it were to happen, it could usher in protections that prohibit mineral activity.
The impetus for this national monument is to protect that region from uranium mining, to protect the watershed, protect the groundwater in the region.
Tribes and environmentalists have been urging Biden to use his authority under the Antiquities Act to protect more than 1 million acres, which is home to cultural sites of at least 12 tribes and nations. New federal legislation aims to help farmers share their knowledge of conservation practices as they face an increasing number of climate change-related weather events. The Farmer-to-Farmer Education Act would help build and support farmer-led education networks so new farmers can learn from those more experienced in coping with droughts or floods. Aaron Foster West with the National Young Farmers Coalition says while government agents can offer support, many farmers prefer learning from friends and neighbors they trust.
You know, a lot of young farmers are really motivated to have ecological stewardship on their farms and ranches, but they may not have that knowledge.
The legislation also aims to increase networking opportunities for Black, Indigenous, or non-English speaking farmers who may not have the same access to information or technical assistance. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.